AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Internet users around the world faced widespread disruption early today. A problem with Amazon's cloud computing service took down dozens of major online services, including Snapchat, Roblox, and Fortnite video games, and the chat app Signal. About 3 hours after the outage began, Amazon Web Services said it was starting to recover. The Louvre in Paris remains closed one day after historic jewels were stolen from the museum. The AP's Julie Walker has more.
In mere minutes inside the world's most visited museum, the Louvre in Paris, thieves rode a basket lift up the facade, forced a window, smashed display cases, and fled with priceless Napoleonic jewels. Officials say the daylight heist took place about 30 minutes after opening, with visitors already inside. It comes as staff had been complaining about overcrowding and a strain on security. France's culture minister describing it as a professional four-minute operation. One object was later found outside the museum. French media identified it as the emerald-set imperial crown of Napoleon III's wife, Empress Eugenie, containing more than 1,300 diamonds. It was reportedly recovered broken. I'm Julie Walker.
For the first time, China has announced foreign companies will need government approval to export magnets that contain even tiny amounts of rare earth minerals, whether they originated from China or are produced with Chinese technology. China is essentially borrowing a decades-long U.S. policy known as the Foreign Direct Product Rule. This rule extends U.S. law to foreign-made products and has often been used to restrict China's access to certain U.S. technologies, even when they are in the hands of foreign companies. U.S. stock indexes are moving higher, and trading seems to be calmer following last week's roller coaster ride. This is AP News. President Trump is suggesting that buying beef from Argentina could bring down prices for American consumers.
And everything's down. The one thing that's kept up is beef. And if we buy some beef, now I'm not talking about that much from Argentina, that would help Argentina, which we consider a very good country, a very good ally.
Speaking aboard Air Force One yesterday, a reporter asked Trump what he had to say to U.S. farmers who feel purchasing beef from Argentina would benefit the South American country more than it would them.
They're fighting for their life. Nothing's benefiting Argentina. They're fighting for their life. You understand what that means? They have no money. They have no anything. They're fighting so hard to survive. If I can help them survive in a free world, I happen to like the president of Argentina. I think he's trying to do the best he can. But don't make it sound like they're doing great. They are dying.
Trump has been working to help Argentina bolster its collapsing currency with a $20 billion credit swap. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.